TNB Tech Minute gives you the day's top tech headlines, from the big names in Silicon Valley to the halls of power. If it's making news in tech, we've got it. Check out TNB Tech Minute in the Tech News Briefing feed from The Wall Street Journal. Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, January 29th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up on today's show, we're looking at the ways technology has made it easier to connect with people and redefined friendships in the process. WSJ personal tech reporter Anne-Marie Alcantara joins us to talk about the new categories of friendships the internet has created. And then, Apple's Vision Pro headset hits U.S. stores on Friday. So why are executives at Meta feeling optimistic about the competition? We'll find out what Apple's launch could mean for Meta's $50 billion bet on the metaverse from WSJ social media business reporter Salvador Rodriguez. But first, smartphones and the internet have changed friendship. Besties who live in different cities can now spend all day on FaceTime or send TikToks back and forth without really saying anything at all. But just because connecting with people is easier, it doesn't necessarily mean we're actually connecting. Here to tell us about the new kinds of friendship the internet has created is WSJ personal tech reporter Anne-Marie Alcantara. Is there a way in which the internet has made friendship harder?
So some people would say that because you can keep in touch with anyone and send them a meme or a text, a quick little note to them at any time, that you maybe don't have as many deep conversations with people as much anymore, or you only have like two or three people that you have those deep conversations and relationships with.
One of the things that's really interesting is that the internet has added new categories of friendships. We're no longer close friends, acquaintances, best friends, things like that. We got a whole bunch of new categories. Let's talk through some of these. Let's start with the least close category, wallflowers. Who are the wallflowers? What do they do? What characterizes them?
We all know them. Some of us might be them, but they're the people who every year, whether it's your birthday or if it's on LinkedIn and it's your work anniversary, they will always post, send you a message, and you haven't spoken to them in years, but they are there to tell you happy birthday every year.
Just a little touch to remind you they exist and that you exist.
Precisely. Yeah. We're still friends on this platform, even if you forgot.
Nice. Okay. Moving on to our next category, what you call the giveaway gang. Tell me what that's about.
So I'm sure as we all scrolled through like social media, we've come across giveaways that, you know, whatever perks our interest, a free blanket, a free cup, whatever it might be, you have to usually tag a friend or two or three to win the giveaway. You kind of have to be careful about who you tag because you don't want to annoy your friends. So usually you come up with a certain group of people that you tag and they're okay with it and they'll tag you. And it's a mutual agreement, usually unspoken too, that you guys are each other's giveaway friends.
Okay, on to the couch sitter. Who are they?
These are the friends that can come over at any time. They can sit on your couch. You both can scroll your phones or not scroll your phones, sit in silence, watch TV, just hang. And there's no awkwardness. It's accepted. It's like your friendship. You don't need to be talking at every moment that you're spending together because that's your friendship has like progressed from that. And you can just sit on the couch together.
But this is a big departure from the last category in that it's in person, right?
Yes. But usually, you know, graduate to that position from first texting each other. And in many cases, you're still on your phone, maybe sending them memes you see when sitting next to them.
It's a lot of couples I know, I think. Okay, on to our last category, FaceTime anytime. What does that entail?
So whether it's FaceTime or just regular video chat, these are the people that you can FaceTime and call up and just see them in all their glory without makeup, in their PJs, maybe after a crazy night out, whatever it might be, but they will always accept your video call.
That was our personal tech reporter, Anne-Marie Alcantara. Coming up, could competition from Apple save Meta's $50 billion bet on the metaverse? That's after the break.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Apple's mixed reality headset, the Vision Pro, will hit stores on Friday. For Apple fans, it's a big moment because the headset is the company's first new product since the Apple Watch came out in 2015. But how are executives at rival tech giant Meta feeling? Here to tell us more is WSJ social media business reporter Salvador Rodriguez. Sal, what does this mean for Meta and the metaverse?
In many ways, Apple's entry into this headset computing market is a validation of this road that Meta has been going down since 2021 when they changed their name to Meta to pursue the metaverse, but really as far back as 2014 when they acquired Oculus VR. As far as the metaverse, Apple's not really going after the metaverse. Apple's really gonna take tasks that people already do in their normal use of computing, and they're just gonna put it in this new form factor that they refer to as spatial computing. You can think of it as if your laptop and your phone are 2D computing, then the Vision Pro, where you can see like these graphics over the real world, that would be 3D computing.
Meta still calls it the metaverse, but how is the company approaching it differently?
These days, you're certainly seeing them talk a lot more about mixed reality. And the difference here being that in a lot of people's minds, when you mention the metaverse, you're talking about a completely virtual world where multiple other online users might be in there at the same time. Whereas mixed reality is you have a headset on and you're seeing these virtual graphics overlaid your real world surroundings.
Let's talk about the headsets themselves. How do Apple's and Meta's headsets actually differ? Can you see the same things on them?
Yeah, they're going to be very different in some key ways. The Quest 3 now has mixed reality, which is an improvement over past models. However, the majority of the activity that you do on the Quest 3 is still in completely virtual environments. Whereas the Vision Pro, you're never in a fully virtual situation. You're basically always seeing things like a web browser or a video player overlaid on top of the real world. Another key distinction is just how you input your commands. On the Quest 3, you have two controllers that feel and look very much like video game console controllers. Whereas with Apple, the Vision Pro, it can detect what you're looking at in your screen. And if you just do a little pinch gesture with your finger, that's basically the entire control. Meta likes to remind me that they can also detect hand gestures, but in actual practice, for the Quest 3, you're going to be using a control a whole lot more. So I'd say those are some of the key distinctions, but there's some more things further in. One of them being that Meta has been at this for a longer time, so they have a whole broad catalog of apps, whereas Apple's going to have to build that out for the Vision Pro.
You know, the Vision Pro is 7 times more expensive than the Quest 3. Why such a difference in price?
I'm told just from the experts that I talked to, the computing prowess of the Vision Pro is, it's a lot more akin to a laptop computer, whereas the Quest 3 is closer to like a smartphone computer. But, you know, if you're an everyday person, can you really tell the difference? That's part of what we'll find out when the Vision Pro goes on sale.
How do Meta executives see this new competition?
Yeah, with Apple entering the market at Meta, overall, it's seen as a good thing. Our sources have told us that as high up as CEO Mark Zuckerberg and CTO Andrew Bosworth, who's been the person leading their Reality Labs hardware division, they've for many years have thought that another key player entering the market would be a good overall thing for themselves and for this headset space that they're in. And the thinking is that it's still such a nascent market that no point fighting over the crumbs that are in there. And it's more important to just grow the space overall. And some of the sources I've spoken with have mentioned that, you know, with Apple having all its retail stores and typically displaying their products at these stores, giving consumers an opportunity to toy around with these. Perhaps you put on a Vision Pro, you're kind of into it, but you don't love that sticker price. So maybe you go over to Best Buy and you put down $500 for a Quest 3.
Developers are key to building out the metaverse. So is Meta trying to retain them too?
As far as developers go, one thing that Meta would hate would be if this pool of developers that they have been building out for so many years, if a good number of them left the Quest ecosystem and went over to the Vision Pro. Conversely, the other thing that could happen is that because Vision Pro is built on an infrastructure that is so similar to that of the iPhone and the iPad, Apple may attract more developers into this space. And if somehow they grew their pool of developers to a greater degree than what Meta has now with the Quest, perhaps Meta loses some of their quote unquote mind share of virtual reality headset computing developers.
That was our reporter, Salvador Rodriguez. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.